Money in markets, treasuries back down, but they're still up 17% for the year. The S&P is up 11%. Who can believe treasuries would be the long treasuries? That's the 20-year ETF would be up the most for the year. Quite amazing. The aggregate bond ETF up 3%. Gold has bounced back a little. It's now down 1% for the year, along with the emerging markets down 1%. Many commodities really hammered. Well, if you look at the futures market, oil's down 22% for the year. Cotton is down 30%. I hadn't checked cotton recently, and then I drove back into Hickory Valley, and the Hickory Valley cotton gin, the bales of cotton were backed up, and they hadn't been ginned yet. And I thought, oh, this is not good. Clicked on, and sure enough, cotton way down. So bad time. Tough time for a lot of farmers. It will be, you know, the oil prices will make a difference to consumers. Some consumers at the pump, there's different reports. As I drove around the country and talked to people around the country, some people are getting relief at the pump, others not. It is very unlikely to offset the utility and food price increases that are coming, particularly in the winter months. So more slow burn. That's just going to feed keeping the slow burn going. The Fed opted more announcements and indications from the Fed that they're going to stay on course with global concerns. And I really encourage you to watch, read the commentary I posted last week. It's off the homepage now, but you can pick it up if you click back, called Watch the U.S. Dollar Index. I continue to be very worried about a dollar trap globally that's going to drive the dollar up and be supportive of keeping the U.S. stock market strong. But really send the economy in many parts of the country and the world into a real serious squeeze that's going to support the continuation of U.S. power globally. I posted a little commentary on the markets this week. It's called "It's Been That Kind of Year." Let me read it to you. The S&P is up 11% to date. Alibaba is up 18% from its IPO in September. Lockheed Martin, the prime contractor for the national security state, is up 25% year to date. And Apple is up 44%. It looks like military operations are worth more than growing food and making and distributing things. However, owning people's mobile payment systems and shopping is worth even more. Again, the winners on who, you know, that squeeze into the mobile platform are the big winners so far in the equity markets. An interesting story from Bloomberg called "If You Want to Pretend Your Stocks Are Buildings, Now You Can." You heard it here first. If you look at what the human interface with digital technology and software is going to do over the next 2 to 3 years, it's really going to be very dramatic in its impact on a variety of different activities and functions. But to the extent that brokerage firms give investors the power to use virtual reality and very dynamic graphical software to look at and track the markets, it's going to contribute to the crash up that I keep talking as one of the scenarios to be prepared for. The big story this week, though, is not in the financial markets, in the weather. I posted a commentary this week called "Hunker Down Times." Let me just read it to you. As I drove east last week, I told a colleague that I was driving from no water to no warmth. The economic impact of the drought in California and the Southwest and the cold in North America is growing. The patterns play out around the world. Strange weather around the world, folks. Charles Waters, founder of Acres USA, described the relationship between farm income and GNP in his book Unforgiven. This weather and low commodity prices means tough times ahead for farmers. That means more consolidation of valuable farmland. The human suffering is notable. Smaller harvests, falling incomes mean people cannot afford energy or proper food. When I drove through Phoenix, each of 12 corners at a major intersection had a beggar. They were attractive, many well-educated in appearance, and scared. Hunker down times are here. I just finished refinancing my mortgage, got a new generator, and fired up with a big gas heater in the living room, and I'm wearing my parkas indoors. I handed out $50 to the beggars en route from San Francisco to Tennessee and more on, quote, larger than 15%, quote, tips. I am a tither. I just like to place most of my tithes in the hand of my fellow man. A little bit of cash or coin is a prayer. It says, I'm for you. You can make it. What I'm saying is tough times ahead for a lot of people. Forget what happens to the global financial system. Even if the global financial system is hunky-dory, no liquidity problems, the middle class, the lower classes are getting squeezed by the slow burn. And it really comes down to this. We had a great discussion at the workshop about the current system run by force, and the alternative is one where enforcement is done individually, and we have as a culture really grounded in what, as Joseph said, the golden rule. And so the golden rule comes down to each and every one of us. Part of living a free and inspired life is practicing it. So I encourage you to reach out and do what you can to help your fellow man, because there's a lot of really fine people who are getting squeezed and having difficulty making the transition. And your bit of cash, of coin, or a prayer can really make a difference. Please read article up on the blog. Frightening, scary, but if you don't understand this and don't know it, you really need to read it. It's called The Real Reason Wheat is Toxic. And what it talks about is the fact that the major problem with wheat in America is not gluten. It's the fact that it is much easier to harvest dead wheat than living wheat. And so farmers spray Roundup and pesticides on the wheat to kill it before they harvest it. And that is what you're eating.